This is only the important part. Sci Center, August 13, 2023.
Tonight's quote is about gratitude. I was really interested to see what Sai Baba would say about it, and so that's the genesis of this quote. The first quality that you have to cultivate is gratitude to the divine. People are thankful for even small acts of service done to them. Is it not necessary to be grateful to the divine who has provided us with so many essential benefits through nature and the five elements? The air you breathe, the water you drink, and the earth on which you walk are all gifts of God. Without being grateful for these divine gifts, man goes after the trivial and wastes his life.
As you said, when I'm faced with lack, and before it was big, obvious lack that really moved me, it was uncomfortable, it was unpeaceful. The more that I do this practice, the more I am aware of subtle lack. Thoughts that tell you nothing that moves you, but like, oh, you ate too much, your hair is thin. And you just, I fully believe these things. But I see them now also, oh wait, that's lack. And I put my hand on my heart, and when I put my hand on my heart, it doesn't exist. And then it feels like it's just more and more obvious to me that this is real and that is not. And the other thing about gratitude is I was never a grateful person. You know, Baba says people are thankful for small acts of service. I was never thankful for anything. And when you sat, talked, and taught us the gratitude for no reason, when I have gratitude, I'm reminded of it, or I'm faced with lack, or just somebody says gratitude. It's like if somebody sneezes, you sneeze. When I do it, it's just an ocean. I mean, more and more and more. Gratitude, less and less belief of everything. This practice to me is the biggest gift.
It's a lifesaver, really.
Yeah. It's a very effective tool.
Lifesaver, for sure.
You know, the beauty of this practice, everybody says in the religion, Khoda ro shukr, mersi Khodayo, this and that. The only difference why it is making incredible transformation for each of us is because again and again, the teaching points to yourself. This is why it becomes effective. We are not wandering around aimlessly and wondering why we don't get any result. And like you all shared, the gratitude has a completely different meaning for us. It is not because a prayer was answered. It was not because you a begging got removed. It is to remove, like Radha was saying, is an antidote to lack, discontentment, and unhappiness. And how fortunate we are that we are taking the truth that all the religion talk about, but turning it to a first-hand experience, realization, and enlightenment, because we have a better understanding of it. Another thing that I say all the time, whenever you guys say something to me, I say is grace, grace, grace. I could say, well, you know, yeah, and give all sorts of egoistic reason for it. The reason I wanted all of us to use grace, or actually I didn't decide, it was happened through me out of grace, is because the ego really doesn't have anywhere to go. It doesn't take position of good deeds or bad deeds. It's just grace. When you say grace, it's like saying, I am that. There's nowhere to hang your coat on it. So as I'm watching all of you sharing, and the result of the what is happening for us, I see that the true meaning of what was meant for human has been explained to each of us. And by doing that, there is a benefit. I am sure each of us, in many years ago, maybe some of you recently, would say, Khodaya shukr, merci ke you answer my prayer, this and that, which was very good. Very good. But to understand undirected gratefulness and putting your hand on your heart means I'm not going far away, is right here, right now, is a grace that we all received. It's not my grace or your grace, it is the grace. And these are the type of thing that really releases us from bondage. So I'm really, really grateful. I am so, so grateful. It's just incredibly grateful.
After the meeting has ended, Sat asks everyone in the room what was the most inspirational part of their day. When she gets to Sohaila, this is what she asks her.
What about you, Sohaila? That's exactly why I had to force everybody to say so I could come to you. Yeah, put your hand on your heart. Close your eyes. All of us do it. Say, Divine Mother, I am not going through this cycle in immobiliat ke harazgahi miyad. Tanha chizi ke mitunam begam yani ke man bahash nemiram. Bar in ke midunam hame chiz tu zendegi man چه بالا بره، چه پایین بره، چه بد شه، چه خوب شه، دست تو توش میبینم. From the depth of your heart, I want you to say thank you so much. And don't pay attention at your mind. Don't pay attention how you feel. Just say it a few times. Bring your attention downward again and again. And say thank you, thank you. This cycle cannot come anymore. Thank you. I am not going to lose my trust that always came and mane nejat dade. Thank you. Sadness is just a ghost, a shadow. I'm not going with it. Kambud nemiram bahat. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, my beloved heart. Qalb khodeto. And just take a deep breath. And believe me, that is a healing. Just let it all go. Let it all go. Don't be convinced by your thoughts and your feeling. Stay with what I say more than anything else. موقعیت، نموقعیت، افکار، نه افکار، احساسات، هر چی که هست به قوی این کاری که ما کردیم نیست. تکرارش کن. یعنی با تمام وجود. حتی موقعی که you're not feeling good. It's the best remedy.
Merci.
I scan you all. When I come in the room, I scan all of you. Not that I want to, but it happens. You cannot hide.